When we go deeper into all of this, we find that there are certain tendencies that come into being when you are born. Now, what are those tendencies? Well, for one, you have a tendency to smell. I mean, you know, use your nose. I mean, you may have a body smell as well, but you may have a tendency to even do that. You have a tendency to hear or to listen or to have ears. You have a tendency to see or have eyes. There's certain tendencies, obviously, that come into being. Otherwise, you wouldn't be even recognized as a human being. So your senses are, you know, the way they come into being, are the tendencies that come into being. They're part of what you would call evolution, if you will. The Buddhists recognize that. I mean, it's nothing special about that. But what makes this interesting and what's important for us is another tendency. In Buddhist theology, it's called the sixth sense. It's having to do with I-ness. This is the thing we're really getting into here. It's the tendency of the I-ness to come into being. That's as much a tendency to come into being as a tendency to have the ability to smell or to taste or to hear. In other words, you know, it's part of the evolutionary cycle that each of us comes in with a tendency to have an I-ness, Your Highness. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the ability to recognize ourselves as separate beings. That's a tendency. And this is no more real in the sense of being objective or being tangible than smell is real or objective or being. I mean, would you say your smell reincarnates? Would you say your sense of smell reincarnates? Would you say your sense of vision reincarnates? Well, in a very real sense, it does. I mean, after all, your sense of vision, the ability to have eyes to see, is very much the same as Joe Blow's on the corner or some Arab chieftain in some native country or a Chinese chieftain that lived 1,000 years ago's eyes. Those are tendencies. And in a sense, that reincarnates, that ability to see reincarnates. In the same sense, your I-ness reincarnates. And you may think, well, geez, it's so personal to me, my I-ness, Your Highness. But it's no more personal to you than your vision is personal to you. Of course it's personal to you, because that's what it is. Its name of the game is to embody itself. And that's what is reincarnating. Now, all of that is very important. And the Buddhists for a long time would say, forget about the soul, forget about the self, just deal with these tendencies to come into being. That's really what you have to deal with. I want to say to you, there's something deeper going on here. That's not enough. And I don't think the Buddha would ever have said it was enough. That's all mechanics, if you will, to me. It's interesting, and maybe you never thought about it that way, but that's all mechanical stuff. What's really interesting is that thing, whatever you want to call it, the soulness, which exists beyond those tendencies that come into being. That's the essence. That's the essence which everything comes into being. The whole universe comes into being. Being comes into being. Okay, so in order to deal with this, we have to begin to think in terms of realizing that self which is beyond yourself, that soul which is beyond all self-ing, that part of you which is not the ego, which is not your senses, which is not your ability to mind or your ability to think or your ability to taste or feel or intuit. You can do all that stuff, but all that stuff is just mechanics. It's just the tools you have to work with. We're really getting into the essence which uses those tools. That's your soul. And it's realizing, you know, like I told you, just attach the thought, I'm not my vision. I'm not my hand. You're not your ego either. And once you just attach that little thought, you begin to appreciate the deeper welling up, the bubbling part of you, which bubbles up and uses all of those things in the same way that a mechanic would use a screwdriver. Now, why is it that the world keeps coming into being with the same old, same old? In other words, why are people still wanting to kill each other? Why are people still wanting to, you know, have more than the next guy? Why are this going on? Why that? Why greed? Why all those things? You know, what is in back of all that stuff? Should we just try to get rid of it all? Well, we're not going to get rid of it that simply, because there's something which is called karma, which is having brought will into the game of the universe construction, the creation of reality, having brought will into it, then that creates the tendency to come into being again and again and again. It's kind of like learning to dance on the edge of chaos. Once you learn to do the two-step, how to dance this way and that way, that dance, somebody's going to watch you. Somebody's watching. And that's going to come into being again, and somebody else is going to start doing that dance just like you did. It's sort of like Michael Jackson. You know, everybody does that moonwalk. It's like that. Once somebody starts doing something, dancing, we start wanting to dance the same way. And so all of those things, which may seem negative to you, are things which come into being because somebody does it and it's out in the stream and somebody else wants to do it too. So the Buddha told us that. I mean, he said that volition or will is what is causing all this to be. And you actually have a willpower, and that's what we want to talk about next as we bring this to a conclusion.